AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A judge has ordered the Justice Department to make public by Friday a redacted version of the affidavit it relied on when federal agents searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Sagar Magani has more.
It was filed under seal, so what's in the document is unclear, along with when or how much of it might be made public. The affidavit's likely to have key information about the FBI's basis for searching Mar-a-Lago. While the AP and other news media organizations pushed for the document's release, the Justice Department was opposed, saying that could reveal too much information. The judge said he was not inclined to keep the whole thing sealed and told the department to redact information it once kept secret, while acknowledging it's possible that could make the entire thing essentially incomprehensible. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Aiming to turn months of legislative accomplishments into political energy, President Biden has begun a push ahead of the midterm elections. At a fundraiser in Maryland, he compared current Republican ideology to semi-fascism. Heavy rainfall in parts of the Deep South. Several inches fell in Mississippi yesterday, causing creeks to overflow. Leotha Robinson in Canton spoke to WLBT.
We got trees growing up in the ditch, couches, chairs, tables, everything down in that ditch, and the water can't go nowhere.
The National Weather Service warns the flood danger will linger, with the Pearl River near Jackson cresting early next week, at nearly the level it reached during flooding in 2020. California plans to require all new cars, trucks, and SUVs to run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. State regulators approved the policy today, looking to make a dramatic cut in carbon emissions. And there was a blackout in parts of Ukraine today after fire damage to a transmission line temporarily knocked the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant offline. It's in the middle of the fighting. This is AP News. The worst drought in Italy in over 70 years has exposed an ancient imperial bridge. Ed Donahue.
It was once used by Roman emperors, but fell into disrepair by the 3rd century. Historian Anthony Maginlotti says it is called the Bridge of Nero, built probably by either the Emperor Nero himself or the Emperor Caligula.
It seems to have been built principally for the emperor to be able to get across to his gardens, to the family pleasure gardens on the side of the Janiculan Hill, facing over towards what is now Piazza San Pietro.
Part of Nero's bridge has been visible for much of the summer.
Only in the driest season does part of this pier turn up above the water. And now we can see part of a second pier.
Nero's bridge originally is believed to have had 4 piers. The other 2 were dismantled. The drought has also exposed a World War II tank in Italy's largest river, the Po. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.